Last week we all did something new. Drive-by senior celebrations to honor high school seniors preparing to enter the so-called real world. We did the play-by-play as hundreds of excited young folks pulled up in wildly decorated vehicles, many with proud parents, siblings, and impossibly cute little dogs, two stretched limousines, many Jeeps, and a big yellow Hummer. We recited honors won, teams played on, and the graduates' own words about their fondest memories and future plans. It moved fast, a whirl of laughter and car horns for hours. Then it was over. In the ensuing quiet, I wondered how it felt to graduate and enter the real world, wearing masks and worrying about a virus. Does that mute the delight? Or make everything more precious and dramatic, or all of the above? I graduated in June 1964, the last moment of calm before the storm. Within months, three civil rights workers would be killed in Mississippi, Lyndon Johnson would eviscerate Barry Goldwater in an election, and the Vietnamese resistance to the powerful U.S. military would begin forcing that undeclared war into the public consciousness. Contemplating the decades since, I wanted to apologize to these beautiful young kids for the highly defective government and society we're bequeathing them. Donald Trump couldn't carry Johnson's or Goldwater's briefcase. We've improved the status of ethnic minorities, women, and folks whose sexual preferences are unconventional, as well as the physically challenged and the mentally challenged. But we've encouraged economic inequality to grow, not diminish. Civility and decency in politics have declined. And we haven't confronted climate change, despite decades of dire warnings. When I've spoken, I think I've spoken on the right side, but I've spent too much of these decades, since 1964, doing things that didn't advance the ball. These have been times when we could have stood up and made a difference, and mostly did not. What would I say to these graduates? To read and listen critically? I would babble about time. This moment matters. The past is a bunch of fallen leaves floating away, and the future is not guaranteed. Sure, recall the past and learn from it, but don't dwell there. Look to the future, maybe make plans, but don't dwell in dreams or depend on those plans. Life happens. I'd say cherish each moment and wring out of it all the fun, love, and learning you can, sustainably if possible. But mostly I really wanted to ask them how they see all this. Some were impressive kids. All had their different, interesting vantage points. I know too well what I have to say, so that's boring. I want to hear from them. It's their time.